The title, Housemaid of Dawn, is the opening of a prayer from the Navajo night chant, a winter healing ceremony translated into English by Washington Matthews in the late 19th century. The prayer is a profound evocation of the sacred in a culture that is ancient, noble, and deeply informed with aesthetic and spiritual principles. The prayer is one of the most beautiful that I know, and I have kept it in my mind and heart for many years. When I was an infant, my parents and I moved from my first home in Oklahoma to New Mexico. It was during the Great Depression, and my parents were looking for work. They found it on the Navajo Reservation, and I spent my early childhood in the native communities of Shiprock, New Mexico, and Tuba City and Chinle, Arizona. To me, the landscape of the Navajo Reservation is a definition of the Wild West. It is vast and incomparable, beautiful and sacred. Above all, it seems the oldest place on earth, the place where creation was begun. And the character of the native people reflect this originality, this ageless spirit. When I set out to write Housemaid of Dawn, this is one of the landscapes I had in mind, the landscape of the prayer from the night chant, and the Navajo character in the novel, Benali, is its personification. East of Navajo country are the Indian pueblos of the Rio Grande Valley. One of these, Jemez Pueblo, called in the novel by its ancient name Walatoa, is the centerpiece of Housemaid of Dawn. It is the home of Abel, the main character, and it is where the story begins and ends. Something of the southwestern landscape is contained in my poem La Tierra del Encanto. Clouds build on the northern ridge where the shades of night grow pale, and there comes a slow, smoky rain. The mountains loom and recede, and below, the umber plain is a pitted hide. There the distance of time runs out, and the mind extends beyond itself. I have seen in the twist of wind the landscape severed, and heard the brazen cries of streaming hawks. First light is a tapestry on canyon walls, and shadows are pools of illusion. I am a man of the ancient earth, for I have known the desert at dawn. I was 12 years old when my parents and I moved to Jemez Pueblo in 1946. It was the place where I would spend my most impressionable years. It was, just like many parts of the Navajo Reservation, canyon country, and I gloried in it. It was indeed a world in itself, exotic, compact, and entirely self-contained. The pueblo numbered about 1,000 people. Mountains rose up in the north, containing the Santa Fe National Forest. On the east and west were red and blue mesas, and to the south the land opened upon a wide sandy plain. The pueblo lay at an elevation of 6,000 feet. I experienced a kind of freedom at Jemez that I have not known before or since. There were no physical boundaries to speak of. My parents gave me a horse, a strawberry roan gelding I named Pecos, and for the next several years I rode over every part of that magical landscape on horseback. I came to know that world as one knows the rooms of one's house. It was for me a house made of dawn, pollen, rain, and wonder. Having the curiosity, the fearlessness, and the expectation of the unexpected, qualities that belong especially to the young, I had little difficulty in entering into the rhythm of life there. It was where my imagination took flight. My parents and I were a camp within a camp, and we supported each other in many ways. My mother was a writer, and she was securely grounded in the English language and literature. She gave to me a love of words and books. My father was a visual artist and a Native American whose first language was Kiowa. From him I learned a good deal about painting and would become a painter myself. Moreover, he told me stories from Kiowa oral tradition when I could first find my way among words. Later, my interest in and knowledge of the oral tradition would shape my work as a writer and a professor of literature. From both my parents, I received the gift of inspiration.